This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is going to be a busy day tomorrow for soon-to-be President Biden and his administration. Executive orders to issue on the virus and vaccines, immigration, and this economy. Work, of course, to do on the $1.9 trillion relief package he is going to send to Congress. So, as I said, we thought it might be a good idea to step back and assess for just a minute exactly where this economy is as power changes hands, while the recovery sputters and the virus remains in control. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
Joe Biden has kind of been here before. 12 years ago, he and President Obama took over in the midst of the Great Recession.
If anything, this is even worse.
University of Chicago economist Austin Goolsbee chaired the Obama White House Council of Economic Advisors.
We're in a catastrophic health and economic crisis. We're still as bad, by some measures, as the lowest point of the Great Recession.
We're still down 10 million jobs, more than 5% of all jobs before the pandemic. And as the virus surged and lockdowns returned this winter, consumer confidence and retail sales fell. The economy started losing jobs again. But the worst is likely now behind us, says Douglas Holtz Aiken, who was the chief economist on George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisors.
There remains a tremendous amount of underlying strength in the U.S. economy. If we can sustain those who have been out of work with the relief that we've seen Congress pass and deal with the virus, there's a good platform to jump off from.
Including lots of pent-up consumer demand and accumulated wealth in the hands of higher-income Americans. But Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network warns that low-income households and business owners could suffer a lot more in the 6 to 9 months that it'll take for vaccination to induce a post-COVID recovery.
If people lose their apartments, their homes, that cripples them and their ability to recover. We've seen tremendous tragic damage to small businesses. The longer this goes on and the less people spend, the more of them are going to shut down and not come back.
And that will only make the recovery harder and longer. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.